stuff.
Good morning, this is Ariel and Annabelle with your 9 a.m. Z-Lines. According to data from 9 Brisbane Homeless Centre, the number of homeless children being supported has increased by 48% during the past financial year. Of those included in that figure, half under the age of 4, according to the Micaiah Project Chief Executive Karen Walsh. University of Queensland Professor of Social Sciences Cameron Parcell said that current housing market was behind the increase, stating that single parents are struggling the most. Queensland teenager Byron Waller completes his attempt to become the youngest supported pilot to fly around the world. Just over 2 months ago, then 15-year-old Byron Waller set out to make history to become the youngest supported pilot to fly around the world. After 240 hours of flying time, 45,000 kilometres and almost 40 stops in 19 countries later, he has done it. Waller landed back in Brisbane on Wednesday, much to the elation of his family and beloved dog waiting on the tarmac. Congratulations to Byron and welcome back to Brizzy.
And in national news, 3 people have been injured in a single vehicle crash in Townsville involving Australian Defence Force personnel. The Queensland Ambulance Service said they assessed one man with life-threatening injuries. A second patient, a man in his 30s, was airlifted to hospital with chest and abdominal injuries. Another man in his 20s was also driven by ambulance to be treated with back injuries. The welfare of ADF members and their families is a priority, and Defence's focus is on supporting those involved, a spokesperson said. The ADF have requested privacy for those involved and said they'd provide updates where possible. And nearly 5,000 athletes from across the globe are in Wollongong for the World Triathlon Championship Finals as the South Coast City's picturesque harbour fills with colour, sound and patriotism. It is reportedly the biggest annual multi-sport event in the world, and this is the first time Australia has hosted since 2018. 1,500 of the competitors are Australian, fielding the largest team between the ages of 18 and 85, with some prospective Olympians looking to represent their country at the next Games. The first round of races begins today with the under-23 men's and women's events, competing for $500,000 in prize money and the opportunity to live out their athletic dreams.
In international news, dozens of reporters have exited the Pentagon, turning in their access badges in protest of the new government-imposed restrictions on their work. It comes after journalists were asked to sign a pledge to refrain from reporting information not authorized for release by the U.S. Department of War. President Donald Trump described the press as very dishonest and supported the defense secretary's new rules, saying, quote, "I think he finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of the world peace," end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Getting close, nobody home, always knocking at your door in vain.